File 2. Listening 2.
So, you've decided to set up your own fashion company. My sister Anna started her own company a few years ago, so I can tell you what I've learned through watching her and hearing about her problems. Well, I won't tell you that this is an easy job, because it's not. There are several things you have to consider carefully if you want to be successful from the very beginning. You need to think about what kind of clothes you want to sell. Men's or women's? Both? Children's? What you decide at this stage will make a big difference further down the line, so it's important to make the right decision. Most people say that it's best to stick to selling just one thing and really thinking about it long and hard. In the end, my sister went for kids' clothes. Obviously, you'll need money to set the whole thing up and to get going. Many people use their own savings to begin with, but they usually find that they need much more than that. And that's where family comes in useful. You know, for lending money for some time without charging interest on it. Neither of these were an option for Anna, but she was very lucky to have a close family friend who offered to lend her the money to get started. The business started off very small, and it took her some time to build up her customers, so she didn't need a lot of space to begin with. I mean, there was no need to rent an office or anything like that. In the early days, though, she just used her own bedroom. Actually, she still works from the garage at our house because it's not used for anything else. She's doing really well now, and we're all so proud of her. It certainly wasn't easy for her, but we all helped out with anything we could. We packed boxes and prepared labels, or went to the post office for her. All of that helped, of course, but I've no doubt that the main reason for her success is the amount of hard work she put in. She worked all day, every day, and hardly took a break. She also had quite a few contacts from the days when she worked for a large fashion store, and they were definitely very useful. I was also thinking about starting up some kind of business myself, though I'm not sure exactly what kind of thing I want to do yet. Anna's given me lots of advice. She said I should do a lot of research to begin with, you know, about the product I want to sell and other companies selling the same thing. She also said that the most important thing was to get a bit of business experience. I'm taking a course at my local college at the moment, and through that, I hope I'll be able to go and spend time with some companies for a few weeks. And, of course, that'll give me a qualification. After that, we'll see. Who knows? I might have my own company someday soon, too.